Well, this Easter vigil is the holiest of nights when we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from the dead. St. Paul says, if Christ is not raised from the dead, then our faith is in vain and we are still in our sins. So we rejoice tonight and acknowledge the resurrection of Christ from the dead. And it's such a wonderful Easter vigil. You've heard the readings from the Old Testament, how God prepared his chosen people, and finally he sent his Son into this world to die for us, to take our place on the cross, to open the gates of heaven, and to save us from our sins. Christ died on Good Friday, but he rose on Easter morning. And so tonight we celebrate the resurrection of Christ from the dead. And the church on the Easter vigil has us bring people into the faith. Tonight is when we baptize adults. We receive people into the church and we give the sacrament of confirmation. Now, last year was our very first year of our new parish, and I double-checked the numbers. Last year we had 22 people receive the sacrament of confirmation. I'm very pleased tonight to say that we beat the record last year. We have 32 people to be receiving the sacrament of confirmation. We'll have 6 adults being baptized. We'll have 12 baptized Christians received into full communion of the church. And we'll have 14 of our baptized Catholic parishioners receiving the sacrament of confirmation. What a tremendous night it is. Now, I know many of you are going to be receiving many sacraments this evening. Some of you will be getting baptized. You'll also be receiving confirmation and First Holy Communion. And so you're receiving many sacraments tonight. What I like to call the sacramental grand slam, okay? In baseball, when you hit a home run, that's good, right? But a grand slam is the best. So many of you are going to be receiving many sacraments. I've been so impressed with the people that have been journeying these last 7 months in RCIA, the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults. And I'm so impressed with the wonderful people that we've had in the class this year. All of you really are remarkable men and women. And I'm really impressed and so proud of all of you for persevering in your journey of faith. You know, Lent is a journey, but it's only 40 days. You've been on a much longer journey, a journey of 7 months. Every single Tuesday night for 7 months, you've been so faithful in that journey. What are you going to do now with all your free Tuesday nights, you know? Well, you've persevered, and I'm so proud of all of you and so impressed with the caliber and the amazing group that we have again this year. Just as last year, God has blessed us again this year. Now, you are a sign of hope. You're a sign of encouragement to the rest of our parish because you are people that have responded to God's call. See, the Bible says, you did not choose Christ. He chose you. Believe it or not, you were handpicked by Christ. You would not be here tonight in this holy high school had not God given you the grace. I asked the kids once, what church do you go to? And she said, I go to the Holy High School Church. So Holy Trinity Parish, we're very blessed to have you as our newest members of the church. And you're here because God loves you so much. He gave you the grace, but you said yes. You responded to the grace he gave you. You did not choose Christ. He chose you. You responded to the call. He gave you the invitation. He knocked on the door of your heart. You opened it and allowed Christ to come in. And he's now bringing you into the fullness of the faith in just a few moments. So you've been on the journey. God gave you the grace. You have responded so generously with a yes. Just like the Blessed Mother at the Annunciation said, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. And that's when God became incarnate within her womb. Well, you have said yes to God as well. You've said yes. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. And in a few moments, Jesus will enter into your heart and soul in Holy Communion. Now, for some of you, you'll be baptized. And isn't that a wonderful thing to be baptized? You know what? All your sins will be washed away. Did you all know that, right? All the people that were already baptized as Christians or as Catholics when they were babies, you know what? They are so envious of you because you don't have to go to confession, right? They had to stand in line today and they went to confession. And, you know, confession is a wonderful sacrament of God's forgiveness and mercy, because when you confess your sins, Christ forgives you and all your sins are washed away in confession. But they're probably saying you are just even luckier, because all you have to do is stand over that baptismal font, hold your head over like this, turn it sideways, and then the waters of baptism flow over your forehead. And the priest says, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. At that moment, original sin is washed away, which is what all of us have by being part of the human race, but also any other sins of your entire lifetime are washed away by the blood of Christ, as represented by the pouring of the holy water over your head. Now, your fellow travelers in the RCIA all went to confession this morning. And at that confession, Jesus said to them, through the voice of the priest, Jesus forgave their sins. When Jesus said, I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Look how similar those two phrases are. I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In both cases, it's Jesus who forgives the sins. One, through his voice, through his words. Another, through the use of the holy water. So, in a few moments, all of you will be completely cleansed of all sin. And baptism, of course, makes us children of God, members of God's family, his church. And after we're baptized, then we get to receive the sacrament of confirmation, which not only the six to be baptized and the 12 to be received into the church, not only will you 18 be confirmed, but your 14 friends that were baptized as Catholics will also be confirmed tonight. So 32 in all will receive confirmation, which is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit will come down and anoint you with the holy oil of chrism. Chrism is a mixture of oil and perfume blessed just a few days ago, 2 days ago, by the bishop. And in the Old Testament, the prophets, the kings, the queens will be anointed by the sacred oil. Remember when David, they poured holy oil on David, and it says the Spirit rushed upon David. That's what's going to happen to the 32 of you tonight. The Holy Spirit will rush upon you in confirmation. Just be open. Open your heart. Open your soul to the graces, the power of the Holy Spirit, the grace of wisdom and knowledge and piety and understanding and fear of the Lord, and all the gifts, virtues, and graces of the Holy Spirit. But then, that's not the end of the story. After the confirmation, we continue with the Mass. And at the Mass, Jesus becomes present in Holy Communion, body, blood, soul, and divinity, at those words, this is my body, this is the cup of my blood. And then you get to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in Holy Communion, in the most personal, intimate union that we can have with the Lord. We're so blessed to have the Holy Scriptures to guide us. The Scripture is the infallible, inspired Word of God. And yet, the Eucharist completes our faith in the Bible. The Bible tells us about Jesus and prepares our hearts to receive the Lord himself in Holy Communion. And so Jesus feeds us with his word during the Mass, but then he feeds us with himself in the Eucharist in Holy Communion. Jesus says in John chapter 6, I am the bread of life. He who eats my body and drinks my blood has life eternal, and I will raise them up on the last day. So what a wonderful occasion it is. And all of you are our inspiration. I can speak on behalf of all of us who were, you know, born and raised in the faith, that the converts make the best Catholics. You ever hear that expression? You know, it's because you don't take the faith for granted. If you grew up in Niagara Falls with the Niagara Falls at your back window, you'd probably take Niagara Falls for granted. If you grew up near the Grand Canyon, you'd probably take the Grand Canyon for granted. We who grow up in the faith can often take our beautiful Catholic faith for granted. We take the sacraments for granted. But you will be received into the church, and you will inspire us with the fact that you will appreciate so much the sacraments that you're about to receive. And so I encourage you tonight to continue to deepen your faith. You know, just as when you graduate, the commencement address is called a commencement because it's the beginning of your new life. Well, tonight is not the end of your journey, right? It's the beginning of your journey. I encourage you to keep reading the Bible, keep studying the faith, keep trying to get to know Jesus more and more, because it's a lifetime adventure. It's a lifetime journey. You will be inspiring us to deepen our faith, and you will be receiving the Lord for the very first time in Holy Communion. And I'm sure that you'll receive the Lord so devoutly and so reverently, and that'll be an inspiration for all of us who receive the Lord every Sunday. As I said in the prayer service a couple nights ago, I said, whenever we receive the Eucharist, we should receive Jesus as if it were our first communion, as if it were our last communion, as if it were our only communion. Imagine if we could only receive Christ once in our life. Imagine how we would prepare for that special day when we could receive the Lord Jesus in communion. Well, every communion we should go to with great reverence and devotion, as if it were our first communion, as if it were our last communion, as if it were our only communion. So what a wonderful thing it is for you tonight to be able to receive all these many sacraments, especially the culmination of all the sacraments, the Eucharist, the Lord Himself. And I encourage you, after you enter the church today, that even though you won't have the Tuesday night classes anymore, I encourage you to get involved in something in the church. One Bible study, one prayer group, one ministry, one organization. To me, it doesn't matter which one it is. Just get involved in something so that you'll be a part of the family of the parish. So many times people, there's a nice close-knit community formed in RCIA because you see everybody every week. And then you get dropped into a big parish, and it's almost like a fish in a big fishbowl. And sometimes it loses that personal touch. Don't let that happen. Get involved in something. Look over the cover of the bulletin. You'll see the 25 or 30 different organizations and prayer groups and ministries that are in the parish. Choose at least one and get involved. What a great way to meet and develop friendships and to stay connected to Christ and His church. So we love you and we welcome you into the church, and I know you'll feel very much part of our Christian family. And so now at this time, I invite those to be baptized to come up and to stand in front of the altar. Amy Austin and her sponsor, Daniel August, Gatta Kohler, Walter Teal, Kathleen Brown, and Karen Crevo.